I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Jan Elliott has been drawing the nationally syndicated cartoon strip Stone Soup since 1995. As well as finding a loyal readership, Stone Soup has received many accolades over the years, including the Women Make a Difference Award at the International Women's Forum in 2009. The 10th book of Stone Soup cartoons has just been published, called It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time. Jan Elliott will be doing book signings at the Book Mine in Cottage Grove this Friday, June 27th, and at Art in the Vineyard in Eugene on July 4th and 5th. She joins us in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you, Jan.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, when people ask you what Stone Soup is about, how do you characterize that?
It's a messy family. It's a big, extended, blended family in two households just across the fence from each other. And each household is basically run by a woman, two sisters, one in each household. It's a very matriarchal feminist strip, and it reflects real life as I know it.
And real life as you know it, that means that there is inspiration from your own family in this strip, I presume.
Well, the Val, Holly, Alex configuration was definitely me. I have two daughters, and when I first started cartooning, I was a divorced working mom of those two daughters. And so that family with not quite enough time or patience or money was very much my family. And I started writing from those experiences.
To be a comic strip character is an interesting life because you don't age, yet you evolve. How has that played out in Stone Soup?
You know, that is an interesting thing. I chose not to age the characters because by the time I got syndicated, my children were basically grown. And I therefore didn't have the, as Lynn Johnston, who did For Better or For Worse, had her family growing up in front of her. And so it made sense to age the characters as they aged. I didn't have that. And so I picked ages that were fun for me. I really liked writing about the preschooler Max, the nine-year-old Alex is very much me as a kid. I love middle school kids, and so having Holly stay in middle school has been a lot of fun. Somehow, even though they're not aging, they have evolved, and their characters have gotten bigger, and they have maybe learned a few lessons here and there. It just sort of happens because I can't help it.
Talk about the changing context of newspaper comics and how that affects Stone Soup.
I think, first of all, newspapers are not dying at the moment. Newspapers have gone through some changes, and it's sort of leveled out there. And so I'm not immediately worried about my medium disappearing. But newspapers, they keep shrinking the size that our cartoons are published. And you may not even realize that a lot of the cartoons you're looking at are just talking heads, because there's really no room for full bodies and action. And it's one of the reasons that Watterson stopped doing Calvin and Hobbes. He got tired of the constraints. Gary Trudeau, who does Doonesbury, tried to contractually limit how small they could make his strip. It's just very difficult to have art really be a major part of a strip, and writing has become more and more important. I think that's really unfortunate because it's really supposed to be both things.
Do you think comics will transfer successfully to the web and therefore be free of those restrictions?
Lots of comics have never seen the light of day in newspapers and are flourishing on the web. They're flourishing creatively. There's some incredibly beautiful artwork in forms that are not familiar, you know, not in the traditional newspaper comic strip form. There's things that look more like comic books and graphic novel, but you're free to do anything on the web. The pages can be any size, they can go in any order, and there is a lot of beautiful artwork happening on the web. As far as how people are making money, I don't know.
In the end, what impact do you wish to have on your readers?
I want my readers to feel like their imperfect lives are reflected in my comic strip. It is not easy to be a parent, to raise children, to have a job, to keep a house together. And my characters are not perfect, and they don't always do or say the right thing. And I think that's how real life is, and I want my readers to know that I'm really empathetic to the struggles that they have in their daily life, trying to do everything as best they can. And I hope they get some laughs and some comfort and have some fun reading my strip.
Well, thanks so much for bringing us those light and laughter for all these years.
Thank you so much for reading me and having me on today.
Jan Elliott, creator of the award-winning nationally syndicated cartoon Stone Soup, the 10th book collection of Stone Soup cartoons. It seemed like a good idea at the time, has just been issued by Four Panel Press. Jan Elliott will be doing two book signings in upcoming days. First, as part of Cottage Grove's Last Friday Art Walk on June 27th, she'll be at the Bookmine from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Then she'll appear at Art and the Vineyard in Alton Baker Park in Eugene on July 4th and 5th from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. both days. More information at stonesoupcartoons.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.